Grace and Lent and peace be yours from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God for meditation this evening is taken from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." And Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Thus far, God's holy word. In the name of Jesus, who abided by his Father's will, even in the midst of temptation, to die for you and me, dear fellow redeemed. By the late 1990s and into the early 2000s, WWJD was a common acronym found throughout Christian homes and on the vast majority of kids' wrists in the form of a bracelet. The meaning was simple. What would Jesus do? The point was that any time you are faced with a moral dilemma, you should ask yourself, what would Jesus do in my situation? The hope was that people would begin to exercise their faith the way that they always say they would, but often fail to put into action. Of course, WWJD can be taken the wrong way. If it is suggesting that in every situation we must follow the exact protocol that Jesus did, well, we would be in a world of hurt. Jesus understood God's law perfectly. He knew the right answer in every situation. And he was truly perfect as God's own Son. We are not. Tonight, we don't have to ask ourselves a question, what would Jesus do? Our text shows us, what did Jesus do? As we continue our Lenten series on who wants Jesus to die, we consider Satan wants Jesus to die. It might just be the most obvious character in the Passion account that wants Jesus dead. But the mystery isn't that Satan wants Jesus dead, because we know that he is willing to do anything to stop mankind from being saved from sin. The mystery is how Satan's will ended up fulfilling God's will. It is the glorious mystery of the gospel. When you look at our text this evening, notice how Satan goes after Jesus. He does not believe in any sort of fair fight. He goes after Jesus when he should be at his weakest according to his human nature. Jesus is coming off of a 40-day and 40-night fast. And as such, the first temptation targets Jesus' hunger. And yet, despite the groaning of his stomach, Jesus remained committed to his Father's will that he remain perfect through the cross. And when that failed to make Jesus lose focus on his mission to save the world, Satan then targeted Jesus' status. If you are so great and so love Jesus, then why don't you prove God's word to be true? Jump off this cliff. But again, Jesus remained committed to God's will. Finally, Satan throws what has to be a Hail Mary to try and get Jesus to bow down and worship him. It is here that you might ask yourself, does Satan honestly think that these temptations will work? Scripture doesn't give us a full insight into Satan's thoughts, but it does reveal to us his intentions. We see in these temptations and others throughout Jesus' ministry, Satan's frustration, his desperation, his anxiety. See, he knew just as well as Adam and Eve that Jesus was here to fulfill God's very first promise. Jesus was here to undo everything that Satan had done to condemn God's creation. Might some of his temptations seem ridiculous to our eyes and ears? Maybe. But those are the actions of someone who is desperate and afraid. What did Jesus do? He successfully withstood Satan's temptations, winning a major battle in this cosmic war between God and Satan. But it means more than that for the likes of you and me. On Sunday, our epistle lesson was from Hebrews 10, which says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." This means that Jesus' human stress and pain that he endured during those 40 days and 40 nights and subsequent temptations from Satan were all part of his redemptive work and payment for our sin. Jesus' temptations were real, just as real and tempting on his heart as they are to you and me. Yet Jesus remained true to God's will. Jesus remained eligible to be the world's Savior. And thwarted at every turn, however, Satan had yet one more trick up his sleeve: to kill Jesus. If Jesus dies, he cannot save mankind. So he thought. Death is a final answer. Yes, Satan, death is the final answer. God's answer to your treachery, to our sinfulness, to death itself. Jesus' death was God's final answer as a perfect sacrifice and substitute for all of mankind. Jesus' death is the final answer that abolished death itself and brought life and immortality to light. God made it so that Satan's own desire would bring about his final defeat. Satan failed to deceive Christ, to foil God's plan of salvation. But still he tries to deceive us into ignoring or doubting our faith. In the Screwtape Letter, C.S. Lewis masterfully reveals just how sneaky, subtle, and insidious Satan is, and the ways he attempts to delude mankind. Yet God's final answer rings out as clear as ever: it is finished. Satan was not able to undermine Christ's determination to be your Redeemer. And because of Christ, every battle is won for you. We can look to Jesus, see how he overcame Satan's temptations to remain faithful to God's will, and employ the very same word of God to thwart every evil will and desire of our evil foe. Just like the Father, Satan wanted Jesus to die. But God wanted it done the right way, at the right time, in the right place, and for the right purpose. It was a determination of God to shower us with his mercy and grace that overcomes Satan's desire. And although we too face temptations to sin, through the power of God's word, we too can overcome the wiles and will of Satan, because Jesus died for you. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.